a Nacho Radio podcast.
And if you're wondering, hey, what happened to Dave Heller at the beginning of the podcast? I got an answer for you. He's not paying for this show. You guys are. This is a patron-only show here for the Dave and Darren patrons only. So we'll begin the show as we do, I hope we do every patron show, by recognizing the incredible support you guys have given us for close to 4 years now here at Nacho Radio. So thanks for being a patron. Thanks for having us on. Thanks for supporting us by, you know, being a patron and listening and enjoying.
Oh, and how the kitty has grown.
Yeah, well, there wasn't even a cat when this thing started. Oh, no, there was. That cat's been here that
tiny
long.
Cat.
Yeah.
Insect size.
Yeah, that's really? Right. That's right. The cat got here right around the time everything started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. I never thought of it that way. There's always a little extra pressure these patron shows, if I'm being honest. Because, you know, when we're doing shows for everybody, it's like,
shows,
hey.
It shows in your face.
Well, that's it. You know, it's like, when we're doing shows for everybody, it's like, hey, you people get what you pay for. But these folks are actually paying for the show. So I feel an extra special, you know, an urgency and a need to perform at the highest absolute level.
You're actually sweating.
Well,
the heat is on.
I also just got done mowing the yard. But, you know, I don't know that some of the sweat is just nerves, I think. I get nervous talking to you guys, knowing how much you support us.
I don't know.
I don't want to let you down.
I got an anxious stomach.
It's like a sour milk sea in my belly right now.
So this energy drink probably won't help.
You're having some energy drink there, are you?
Uh-huh.
When did you start doing those?
Well, I need to find a second wind.
Oh,
who am I kidding? I need to find a first wind.
Because you have to head back to work after this? The Bandits in town this weekend?
They are.
Oh, boy. Who are you playing? I know it's not the Michigan Whitecaps.
We're playing the South Bend Cubs.
So, you were explaining this to me yesterday when we were done with the podcast, that you only play the Cubs single-A affiliate once a year?
Once every 2 years, because they're in a different division.
So you're on the road next year?
Yes, to South Bend.
So if you're a Cub fan and you want to see single-A Cub players, this is the weekend
and
to go.
Well, tonight's your night, and they're coming out of the woodwork. And I'm a Cub fan, and I'll let you know this. You're all a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah, Cub fans are a little off, huh? Are these local Cub fans, or you think these are people who are traveling to see the South Bend?
I think these are actually people that are traveling from somewhere,
mm-hmm.
whether it be Peoria or Iowa City or I don't know.
Cubs have a big fan base. I could see it.
Yeah.
Although, you know, go to Des Moines. They've go see the Triple-A Cubs.
They've got a strange look in their eye, though. All of them.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you find it a little off-putting.
Yes.
I want to be very clear. Darren's the one saying anti-Cub fans.
Well, I'm
here.
Also the Cub fan who can't stand that song either. So
go Cubs, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you're alone in that.
Good.
I think a lot of Cub fans hate that song. Because for the longest time, it just was about losing. And then they turned it into a winner's anthem. On my side of town, there's Captain Stubby and the Buccaneers' Let's Go, Go, Go White Sox. And they've stopped playing that the last couple of seasons.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they've stopped playing.
Well, they might as well have stopped playing at this point. Maybe take some time off and rest.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where, like, your top prospects, the guys you traded all your good players for... Uh-huh. Not good.
It's early and they're fine. They're fine.
Well, that's what you tell yourself.
That's what I have to tell myself.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Moncada will come around. He's not really this bad.
He's not bad at all. You look at what he's done in 1 year in the majors. He's going to be fine.
Okay.
Not, you know, I still believe in the plan. And I still believe that they're going to be the 2020, 2021, and 2022 pennant winners, and they'll win one of those World Series at least.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be dominant. Dominant force in the American League. You just watch. I know they're not playing the...
Let's face it. The year that you guys won the World Series, you didn't see that coming.
No. No.
So you've never planned on being good.
No, they were wire to wire that year, too, and I still kept thinking, okay, when's it going to happen? When are they going to fall apart?
Uh-huh.
It never happened. I still don't believe that. I have the DVDs of that series, and I'll put them on from time to time, and I get nervous watching the World Series or watching, like, the ALCS against the Red Sox. I'll get nervous watching a 13-year-old baseball game.
El Duque's going to blow it!
Oh, this is the last... I remember saying to our buddy, I said, there's a huge Sox fan. I go, El Duque... This is the dumbest call they could make.
Why are they bringing him in?
The series, well, he was bad the last month of the season. Like, what are they doing here? And then he was lights out, and then we all chanted his name as we left the park.
No, that wasn't El Duque.
Jose, Jose, Jose,
yeah,
Jose.
That's who that was.
I know that the River Bandits are not playing the West Michigan Whitecaps.
I thought I was in the middle of a hostile takeover.
By the way, the Whitecaps have changed their logo. The
okay.
West Michigan Whitecaps. Have you seen their logo lately?
Maybe I haven't.
It used to be just a wave. Now it's a wave that's got like a tiger's face and a tiger's tail. Like, I guess they really want to drive home the fact that they're a Tigers affiliate.
So
have you seen this? It's like
the wave
like
morphs into a tiger?
A chimera. You see that? It's like a tiger wave.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that's supposed to be. And then and the, like the wave has fangs.
That's pretty busy.
Where I think before it had like a little smiley face like, hey, everybody, I'm a happy wave. Now it's like, growl, I'm the tiger of the sea, see? Meow. West Michigan Whitecaps, who are the single A affiliate for the Detroit Tigers, are hosting Millennial Night, in which the first 1,000 fans get a free participation trophy. The Millennials are not happy with this promotion.
Tough.
Whitecaps will be playing the Lake County Captains.
You have to be a Millennial, I'm guessing, to get one.
But just the first 1,000 fans.
Okay, so they're not going to check your ID.
The first 1,000 fans get a free participation trophy on Millennial Night. Whitecaps, who are playing the Lake County Captains, during the game they will have contests for best beard and best man bun.
Boy, that's, so, that's something that is popular among millennials.
I guess they're letting these kids have it.
We hate your generation.
Here's the event description that was
What's
posted.
That generation again?
The millennials?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who they are.
It's
who are they?
Kids that are between 18 and 35.
18 and 35.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are your millennials.
I gotcha.
And there's a lot of disdain for that generation.
Why?
I think it's just jealousy.
Because they're young?
We don't like young people.
No.
You know?
They're the worst.
But I feel like they're getting a lot worse than we did. The thing about Generation X was, so we are a baby boomer, so I can only
speak
from my perspective.
Technically, but
I was born into baby boom ending.
I was born into a generation that a lot of people just pitied us, really.
Mm-hmm. This
it's like, you poor guys. You missed out on all the good stuff.
West Michigan Whitecaps Facebook page, this was clearly written by somebody in the organization. Now, and then I would assume, and you would know this better than most because you work in minor league baseball, I would assume that whoever is running the promotions there for this team is probably in the age group.
Yes.
It's a lot of young people that work at this level.
Yes.
And Darren.
And then me.
It's a lot of young people with hopes and dreams and aspirations, and Darren also works in minor league baseball.
Then there are those of us who no longer have those hopes and dreams.
People who have given up on giving up. That's the generation Darren.
Right.
Darren and his ilk represent.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, the long story made short here. Here's the description that they wrote, This can't have been written by a millennial, because it just seems like a very old person is writing this on what they think millennials like. Take a break from Netflix and chill and come to the ballpark for Millennial Night. Just for showing
so
up.
So take a break. So in code, they're saying, take a break from sex.
Quit fingering each other and come out to the ballpark.
If you could just spend 2 seconds not putting your finger in something or somebody... How about you take in some baseball?
See, Netflix and chill, they might as well say, stop doing the hula hoop and being groovy with your pet rocks. I don't know that anyone does Netflix and chill anymore. I feel like that's something that once we all found out what it was, they stopped doing it.
So, yeah, that seems like it's more 2016 or 15,
hey,
isn't it?
Hey, fellow kids, you want a Netflix and chill? Take a break from Netflix and chill. And come to the ballpark for Millennial Night. Just for showing up, the first 1,000 fans will receive a free participation trophy. Test out your bottle-flipping mad skills, spelt with a Z, in between innings with our bottle-flipping contest. Keep calm and dab on our dab cam. Do you guys do the dab cam at the River Bandits?
I don't. We don't, but I do dab.
I tell you, if you did a...
Well, I can't because I got that bad shoulder.
Dab on them, folks. If you're not doing dab cam, that's a mistake. Because kids, honest to God,
little kids,
I will say this:
little kids like to dab.
90% of the pictures that my son takes, he wants to dab.
Oh, is that right?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, is that right?
It's to the point where, like, I gotta say, like,
so you've got pictures of all these kids, and you can't tell who anybody is because they're covering their face.
Well, or more than that, you can tell which one Owen is because he's dabbing. It's like the class photo, and then this jackass doing this. It's the point where it's like, all right, we're all gonna take a picture by the tree, and I gotta be like, don't dab.
So now, what are the grandparents? Now, the grandparents probably don't even know what that is.
Well, no, because I think everyone, it's not that we're fed up with it, but it's just like every picture turns into an opportunity. Like, look at me. Every picture. It's ridiculous.
I haven't noticed that.
I'll show you the pictures from Colorado. 90% of them, it's him up on a rock going, look at me. Dab on them folks. It's ridiculous. Uh-huh. It's 90% of his pictures. It's ridiculous.
Class picture?
I think they probably had a talk with him because he wasn't doing it in that. But he might as well have been.
Now, what about, is he still partake in the singing festivals?
Singing festivals? Or what are you talking about?
You know, when he sings. The class gets together and sings.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas pageant?
Christmas pageant.
I'm sorry, holiday pageant.
Yeah.
No, winter pageant. You can't even say holidays. Yeah, he does. He does those.
He dabs there.
I'll show you. But it won't take me 2 seconds.
Okay, it's not going to take you 2 seconds.
Yeah. I don't know if he dabbed at the Christmas. I think he did dab at the Christmas party. But I'm just in the habit of deleting the dabs.
Was he dabbing at the pool hang?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
I just get used to deleting all of them.
That's it. And, you know, you hate to delete pictures of your kid.
Uh-huh. But I gotta.
But I can't have 900 pictures of him dabbing. Okay. Well, I've just got a bunch of nonsense on here.
Uh-huh. That's okay. I believe you.
Yeah. Well, here he is. Here he is in Florida.
Yeah.
Not dabbing, but wearing a shirt of a cat that's dabbing. So that's how important.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's how important dabbing is to him.
What's that look on his face?
I think we were out in the sun for a while. We were doing a pub crawl, and he wasn't having as much fun as we were, as you can imagine. Well, I'm sure there's
I believe you. If he's actually got a shirt of a cat dabbing, then I believe that he's down with
it's omnipresent. It gets to the point, like I said, it gets to the point where I have to delete them because it's just like every other picture. He wants to dab.
Okay.
Sign the petition to ban the dab because that's what all the cool kids are doing. That's what it says here in this. We'll be playing the meme team, so be sure to watch the video board for all the memes that we could steal from Reddit. Enjoy free Wi-Fi throughout the ballpark, even though we always offer that. Participate in the best beard and best man bun contest. Bonus points to those that have both. Anyway, this goes on and on. They're going to have a moment of silence for Vine, which I guess whatever. I don't get what any of this means, but that's what the Whitecaps are doing.
Okay.
Your Midwest League affiliate Whitecaps. So.
Uh-huh.
This is the thing, too, about participation trophies. People like to take shots at, you know, all these kids get participation trophies.
They've been giving away participation trophies since I was a kid.
That's true.
So.
Well, no, like, we would get, in my little league, we would get,
well, it wasn't necessarily.
You got, like, the fifth place trophy, which was smaller than the fourth place trophy, and then.
I remember playing basketball at one point, and our coach went out and bought us trophies for nothing.
Really?
Yes. So, they've been around an awful long
time.
But
see, this is the point. This is the larger point. Participation trophies are not something that children ask for.
No.
They're something that parents give out.
And they've never bought them.
Yeah, there has
the kids have never paid for them.
In the history of trophy shops, no child has gone in and purchased a trophy.
Yes, yeah, so
it's never happened.
Don't blame the kids.
So taking shots at kids for participation trophies
is ill-placed.
You agree with me on this?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm glad. Talking about beards, the kids in the Navy want to have beards now.
Are they going to be
last allowed? Week, servicewomen in the Navy, they said that women in the Navy,
they can have beards.
They can have ponytails, which I guess is a big deal. They can also have something called lock hairstyles or rope-like strands and wider hair buns. There's been a policy for women in the Navy that forbade females from letting their hair down. Now they can have like a little Ariana Grande ponytail if they're so inclined. I'm digging it.
Are they allowed to talk in that nutty little voice?
Her little nutty little voice like that? So women can wear ponytails.
Why do I talk this way?
And as soon as women got ponytails, men in the Navy were like, well, we can have beards then.
Well, Title IX, right? Well, wait a minute. Title IX doesn't have anything to do with you in the Navy.
But punitive damages, though.
Where's my pound of flesh?
We haven't gotten any feedback about that voice.
No, those that have heard it are just hoping maybe if we don't say anything, it'll go away.
So, oh my God, when a guy was at the Burger King and you had him at the drive-thru demanding revenge, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in 750 plus shows doing this damn thing. What about my revenge? Not Burger King, McDonald's. Did you go and get your free
I forgot about it.
You got all day. Get some on the way out of here, maybe.
Full.
Men chiming in on social media with the hashtag #WeWantBeards. Beards were banned in the Navy. What year do you think they got rid of beards in the United States Navy? You could have a beard until this year.
1899.
The answer is 1984. Navy wanted professional-looking sailors who could wear firefighting masks and breathing apparatuses.
Can you wear a patch?
Without interference. Like a nicotine patch?
No, a patch for your eye.
Well, sure. And you can have a hook hand and big earrings.
And this is my pet parrot.
Mm-hmm. We're a kind of pirate. We've been called
His name is Crackers.
He's full of secrets.
Crackers!
Oh, I'm glad you segued there because Ruffles is in the news. Now, listen, we have a long-standing policy of not doing any stories where an animal gets hurt.
Right.
And that's in large part because Darren has gone from...
I don't want to hear about
when that. I met him years ago to anyone that has a pet is an imbecile to now St. Francis of Assisi. What you guys missed during the
Call
Patreon
me a
show...
Sissy?
It's the highest compliment. He's one of my all-time... He's top three saints for me.
There's St. Louis.
Well, of course. Of course, St. Louis, number one.
St. Bernard.
And then you go St. Francis of Assisi. So, and now the animals come to you. Like, you're like Snow White. The birds land at your fingertips.
Dr. Doolittle.
Whisper secrets.
And,
So we have
the moniker fits.
We have a story here that involves animal abuse. I'm just going to share a little bit of it. And the horse is fine.
Okay.
All right? The horse is fine. Snickers! What did you call me the other day? Wrinkles! This guy had sex with a horse.
Uh-huh.
He claimed the animal gave him consent by winking at him.
Just wink if you want me to do this.
This happened in Australia. Daniel Raymond Webb Jackson, 31 years old, thrown in jail for 10 months. And given a pretty steep fine after he was caught when the trainer installed cameras in the stables there in New South Wales, Australia.
Oh, cameras. Because you would think if you're going to have sex with a horse that you would probably go to, well, maybe not. Maybe you don't go to great...
Take him to the Sybaris? Where am I taking the
maybe
horse?
Maybe you don't go to great lengths to make sure that you don't get seen.
Maybe that's what you're into. The guy who has the horse... Says his horse's behavior changed out of nowhere. It was preparing to race the horse, and something happened. And then she went from being quiet to being highly strong. Changed in 24 hours. So he put a camera in the stable, and sure enough, this guy's in there letting the horse have it.
For a horse, I'm certainly not in endorsing this sort of behavior.
Of course, of course.
But you would think a horse could probably take that on pretty easily.
Well, exactly. It's like, what's the old joke? Throwing a hot dog down a 50-barrel drum or a 50-gallon drum.
I've never heard that joke.
Or no, throwing a... What was the joke? Throwing a hot dog down a hallway. That's a joke for women with large vaginas.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that I have to explain the joke, I think, tells you that's not very good.
Is that anything like Computers for Dummies? They've got a whole series?
Tom Arnold had some crack about Roseanne, and he was saying, you know, you, when you're trying to put a Cessna in a hangar that's meant for a 747 or something. I'm not giving Tom Arnold credit, but let's agree I probably told the joke better than he did. She's on the internet losing her mind again, Roseanne.
Uh-huh. I thought she said she was off the internet.
No, she's on the internet screaming, calling Valerie Jarrett a bitch now, so that's fun. Oh, and then there's this news. Remember the musical Cats, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats?
Yes.
They're making a movie of it.
Okay.
Jennifer Hudson, James Corden, Ian McKellen, and Taylor Swift will be in the movie version of Cats.
Now, what's the big song from Cats?
Midnight and the kitties are sleeping.
Do they really say the kitties are sleeping?
No, that's Letterman, an old joke Letterman did back in the 80s.
Okay.
Memory, right? Isn't that the song, Memory?
I remember a time I knew what happiness was.
Is that Cats? That's Cats.
Now, Cats was going on when we did our One Night, One Monkey thing, right?
Okay.
And we went outside, and the cats are out there, like the cat extras are out there smoking.
So when
we they were all like really kind of surly.
We did Spank One Night, One Monkey, which was a live show. And by the way, sold out. You couldn't buy a ticket to it.
And from what I was told, the most beer they had ever moved in that place.
They ran out of beer like halfway through Spank's show because our listeners were drinking beer at a massive clip.
They weren't used to it.
No. And, you know, that's the thing. This was a puppet show. This was a monkey puppet show, and it was happening at the Speakeasy.
I think they were still calling it Circa, weren't they? Maybe not.
Well, yeah, which is next door to where Circa 21
yes.
is, right?
Maybe it was a speakeasy.
So we were up. I built the stage, did a little puppet show for an hour and a half, and as we were setting up the stage and getting everything ready for the live show.
Built the stage the day of the show.
I sure did. It was a good stage.
PVC pipe.
Damn right. The the cats. They were doing Cats.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, as it's exactly as you described. I'm out there in the putting, you know, loading stuff into the stage, and the cats are on a break, just going. What are you doing, man? Oh, yeah, I'm with Rock 104.9. We're here to do a puppet show. A what?
That's right. The cat extra is looking down on a puppet show.
Oh, yeah, not even speaking cats.
No.
Like background cats.
Yeah.
Smoking.
The background cat dancers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like stretching, which I guess you do when you're a dancer, your instrument,
sure.
but stretching in very cat-like ways.
Well, they were dressed as cats.
It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. So, Cats, the movie musical.
I'm shocked that it hasn't been a movie already. Are you sure that it hasn't?
I don't believe it has been. Let's see. They did Les Miserables. That was a movie, right? But see, Les Miserables.
How many cats were in that?
Well, this is the thing. This is a song, and this
there
is singing.
There were rats in that. I don't know if there were cats. Although, I suppose if there's rats, there's cats.
Well, one assumes. How does how do you do singing and dancing cats in movies? Because I don't think it's not an animated movie. Are you going to be dressed up like cats?
Yes,
is like Taylor Swift going to be dressed up in one of these cat outfits?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess that's one way to make a living. God bless. The Brady Bunch house is up for sale.
How many people have ever lived in that?
Well, this is the thing. The last time it was on the market was 1973. So whoever's
been... I'm guessing that when you go into the Brady Bunch house, it doesn't look anything like the Brady Bunch house.
Well, it does and it doesn't. This is what's fascinating. First of all...
Because they only show you the outside shot.
Right. So the house there in Studio City, California, it's where they do the exteriors.
Yes.
The inside of the house
is
on a movie set.
Sure.
Exactly. Right. So, that's why they had AstroTurf grass.
Where's the, that would be probably the biggest selling point for me is like, where is the AstroTurf grass?
Well, I guess the house is very 70s on the inside.
It would be, I suppose, because it was built in the 70s.
They have
or 60s,
they
really.
They have the intercom system.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever go to a house growing up where they had an intercom built into the walls?
Yes. I don't know that it was ever used, but people had them.
That's it. Like, I had a couple of friends that had it.
Never saw it used. No, people still yell at each other.
And I remember thinking, like, how are you not on this all the time?
Uh-huh. Wait. Ma. Hey, ma. I got an idea, Ma.
They want.
Why don't you bring up a couple popsicles here, Ma?
They want $1.9 million for it. The owners.
Oh, that house isn't worth that, is it?
Well, it's in. This is the thing. I think the land is probably worth that much,
including the AstroTurf.
Well, there's no AstroTurf. And the thing is, too, it's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house.
With a den.
With a den.
And sleeping quarters for your help.
Inside
right
the house.
Right next to the washer and dryer.
Stone fireplace, wood paneling, all meticulously maintained. It looks exactly like the 1970s on the inside.
How often did we get to see Alice's quarters?
Never once.
So do you think she was sleeping by the sleeping up on top of the dryer?
I've read this in a Brady Bunch book, why you never got to see her room. It was a cot, it was a couple of milk crates for a bedside table, and a sex swing. That was all she had in that room. And I guess that was too daring for back then. They didn't want to show you all that. She didn't have any clothes other than that maid outfit.
And then just pictures of all the kids on the wall, like 1 hour photo.
They were all sleeping. Pictures that Alice took
pictures
of the kids.
Pictures of the kids while they were sleeping.
Yeah, and if you look careful on the Polaroids, she had X'd out all of their eyes. Something else. That Alice had some demons. Let's not kid each other.
Oh, she tried to exercise him with bowling, but it didn't work.
So they're saying that they would like to sell the house to somebody who's not going to knock it down. They want somebody that's going to keep it. Now, when they bought this house, this family bought this house in 1973, they paid $61,000 for it.
Right.
Now they're selling it for $1.9 million. Here is the thing. It would drive you nuts living in the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah.
Because all day long, people would be stopping by, taking pictures of it. And I bet at least once or twice a day, there's some jerk
they're
that wants
in your
like,
shrubs.
Hey, I'd like to come inside and see where did Bobby Brady sleep? Do you still got the bunk beds?
Is this the door that Davy Jones came through?
I guess they just did a thing in San Francisco where they got the Fuller House. And they've told people, look, no more coming here. Because people are constantly going to the Full House and getting their picture taken on the stairs. And I guess originally the owners were cool with it. And now it's gotten to the point where it's like, no.
No, you can't.
Every day I've got.
You give an inch and it's going to be all over.
And not only do you have strangers in front of your house, these are strangers who watch Fuller House in front of your house. You know what I'm saying?
Cut it out.
Does anyone even watch the Brady Bunch anymore? Does that resonate
as I don't know
as
that
well?
It's on.
This is one thing I don't understand.
It might not be on.
When I'm watching the shows with the boy, when I'm watching the Double Dare and the whatnot, Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles with Fred and Barney Flintstone, it's still very big.
Okay.
Children today have no understanding of who Fred and Barney are. They're just cartoons that sell cereal.
All right. Pitchmen. They're just pitchmen.
But this is what I don't get. Why keep them? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like...
Kids like the cereal.
Okay, here's the thing. Like, you and I didn't grow up with little... Orphan Annie telling us to eat our Ovaltine. At some point, they realized, hey, this character doesn't work because nobody cares about little Orphan Annie anymore. Let's come up with something new. You know, we used to have, and I think Flintstone's vitamins are still a thing. Now, I suppose to some degree, they're selling that more to parents than children.
Well, yeah, it's the adults that are eating them.
But then why are you advertising it to children? Like, I guarantee my kid knows who Fred and Barney are, but I don't know if he would know their names.
What about Bert those and Ernie?
Well, he never cared for Sesame Street. He always thought it was stupid, which, yeah. Honestly, I didn't push that too hard because I was like, you're right, this is kind of stupid.
What about Open Sesame Street?
I like
or
that.
Chicken Sesame Street.
I like where you're going with that. I got two more quick stories, and then we're gonna wrap things up. I'm already sad about that, but, you know, it is what it is. How about this lover boy? Guy is out on a date. This is like that Peter Brady episode where he had the two dates at the same time. Remember, he kept putting on the vampire costume? I don't even know if that reference resonates with a lot of you kids. Does anyone watch the Brady Bunch anymore? Is it on anymore?
That's what I'm saying.
Is it on the Cozy?
Not to my knowledge.
It's on something. Because I know I saw it not that long ago on something, and I thought, oh, cool. It's still a thing. Police in Tennessee arrested a man who was out on two dates. And he stole his first date's car and then used it to go pick up another chick to take her out on a date at a drive-in movie theater. Kelton Griffin picked up his first date. She allowed him to drive her car because she didn't know where he planned to take her. He stopped at a local gas station. She went inside to buy cigars.
Cigars. Hey, baby, why don't you go and get me some cigars? Well, get us some cigars.
Go in there, baby. And,
we're going to need cigars, baby.
For the kind of date we're having.
For the sort of night we're going to have, cigarettes isn't going to do it. Go get us some cigars.
I'm out of here.
In the meantime, this could take 2 or 3 hours. I'm going to go catch a flick.
How long did he think it was going to take her to buy cigars? She takes a while when she orders things. Stopped at a local gas station. She went inside to buy cigars. This is a classy dame, too. Gas station cigars. He sped off, leaving her stranded there at the gas station. She tried calling him to say, hey, where'd you go with my car?
Uh-huh.
He had blocked her number.
Blocked? Within seconds, I've already got your number blocked.
When she tried to reach out to him on social media,
she
discovered that he had blocked her there as well. She then contacted her family to let them know what happened.
Uh-huh.
They then received a text message from her god sister, who told her that Griffin was on his way to pick her up to take her out on a date to the movies.
So he's keeping it in the family.
What's a god sister?
A god sister?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. Godfather?
I understand what a godfather is. I understand what a godmother is. What's a god sister?
It must be the daughter of your godfather.
Is that a thing? I've never heard that word in my life.
That's what I'm guessing.
Well, so he's on a date with your god sister in your car, and he left you at the gas station to buy some cigars.
I don't see how he thinks this is going to work.
Bitch, I don't like cigars! As he drives off.
I'm blocking you.
Blocked! Once they arrived at the local drive-in theater, she texted her again and then waited for the police to show up. So yeah, this guy was taken into custody and charged with theft of property. Ditches the date, steals her car, uses it to take another woman to the movies. Wasn't there a Brady Bunch movie or episode 2 where they go to the drive-in convertible and there's frogs that land on the pizza and whatnot?
Uh-huh.
I
think Peter's in a disguise in that one as well. Oh, yeah, he is, because he's trying to pass himself off as an older guy.
Really?
Yes, so they put a fake mustache on him.
I don't remember that part of
it. Yeah, because I think Greg...
No. Bobby ends up talking his way into the date and causing all kinds of problems.
Greg has got a date, and he needs a double date, and he needs to pass Peter off as an older guy.
How does the frog end up in the pizza?
Bobby might have had something to do with the frogs.
That's so Bobby.
That's so Bobby.
Real quick stories here. A guy ends up using a rattlesnake in a dispute with his neighbor. This happened in Texas. They're calling it rattlesnake revenge.
Uh-huh.
These guys live in RV.
Where do I get my rattlesnake revenge?
These two men live next to each other in RVs in rural Caldwell County, Texas.
There you go.
Got into an argument. Things escalated. And then one of them turned a rattlesnake into a deadly weapon. This guy stumbles upon a rattlesnake, removed its rattle with his own teeth so its signature warning sound couldn't be heard, and then bit the rattle off the rattlesnake, and then put the angry rattlesnake in his enemy's RV so that he wouldn't hear the rattle, and the rattlesnake could move up on him and bite him. The only person that got bit, by the way, was the snake. What happened to the snake?
This is what happened to the snake.
And then?
This is what happened to the snake.
Case baffled police and prosecutors alike. 39-year-old Ryan Felton Saunter, a construction worker, stand with deadly conduct and criminal...
And snake biting.
The dispute was a long-running dispute over several topics.
So the dispute was about everything.
Yeah. Yeah. The
What are you guys arguing about? Everything?
It's about everything. All right, final story of this patrons-only show. Thanks again for listening, and thanks for all of your support. A guy who has tattoos all over his body.
Mm-hmm.
Every inch of his body.
Yes.
He's just had his penis removed because the penis was spoiling the look.
I can't have this.
32-year-old Adam Curly Kale spent the last 12 years covering 90% of his body. His eyeballs are tattooed.
Hmm.
Well, you can't get your
You can't get a tattoo on your penis?
I would think you could.
He had his penis, testicles, and nipples all removed so they don't spoil the look of his tattoos. Traveled down to Mexico for the procedure to remove his private parts, because they won't do that here in the States. You know, I've spent all this money on the tattoos, but my penis and balls and nipples are really getting in the way of things. So I've had them all taken off so people can really enjoy the look that I'm going for here. This world, I tell you what.
I don't recognize it.
Uh-huh. That's going to do it for this patrons-only show of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We'll be back next week.
Yes.
I don't know that I quite have that figured out. Yeah, maybe our Monday? Or how's your week looking? I can't do Tuesday unless we do it early. You know, this is probably a conversation for
you. Yeah, we'll get it figured out. We will have shows sometime early next week.
For everybody.
For everyone.
This patron-only show is just for you. Again, thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for all the support, guys, that you've given us since before day one. Thank you. You're the best. Until we get a chance to do this for you again, thanks for being a patron. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I'm proud of you fellas. You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you got to do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.